Grilling season is heating up and barbecue competitions are popping up around the state. This month is National Barbecue Month, and this weekend the town of Sauk City is hosting the Madison Magazine Barbecue Festival.
With names like A Fine Swine, Crash Test Smokers, and A Boy Named Q, teams of barbecue enthusiasts come from all over the country to put their secret recipes to the test, competing for trophies, prize money, and pride.
Joining us here in the studio now is Wes Ray. He's the head cook for Wanakee Barbecue. That's a competitive barbecue team based in Wanakee. Wes, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Rob, Veronica.
Well, we've got a lot of sampling here, but I want to talk about some basics first. How did you get started doing barbecue competitions, Wes?
Well, I was a driveway cooker for 8 or 9 years. I learned that from my father-in-law. And then some friends who knew that I liked barbecue and that I cooked quite a bit, they told me about TV shows and competitions around the state. So eventually I decided to head up to Warren's for a competition there, and then to Princeton for a competition there, and I just met great people, and I thought, this is something that'll be a lot of fun to get into.
Now, walk me through a typical day of barbecue competition. What happens?
So, generally, the teams will roll in, say, mid-morning on Friday for a Saturday competition. We'll get our cooker in place. They'll show us where our cook site is. We'll get our cooker in place, set up our canopy, the tables, and all the required equipment. And then you want to get your meat inspection completed right away so you can begin seasoning. Because you can trim things at home, but you cannot do any seasoning. So the meat inspection makes sure that you're using only the allowable cuts and no seasoning ahead of time. And after you get your seasoning started, based on your own schedule, I'm not going to share that with you today, but you spend some time walking around, meeting people you haven't seen in a while, making some new friends. Then it's really wide open. About 5 o'clock, you'll have a mandatory cooks meeting. And after that, it's just you put the gas down and go.
Now, this is in Wisconsin. There are places that are thought of as barbecue capitals, I think, of Kansas City and that region. Is Wisconsin, does it have a thriving barbecue competition scene?
You know, Wisconsin barbecue is really growing a lot. We have more than a dozen competitions here in the state this year, I believe. I've already done one, did one in Appleton a couple weeks ago. We're doing Sauk City this week. I know there's one in Oconomowoc. I'm doing the one just outside of Lambeau Field in mid-July.
There's a lot going on.
There's one in Grafton, Kenosha, Washington Island, Death's Door Barbecue Competition. They're really all over. Manitowoc. I could keep listing them, but I won't take the time.
Well, and I imagine the question a lot of people have is, how do I become a judge for one of these? Mm-hmm. I assume there's a lot of competition there. But what does a judge do? How does the judging work?
So these competitions are sanctioned by the Kansas City Barbecue Society, or KCBS. And so what I did, because judging really helps you prepare to compete, so I took the barbecue judging class. I did it at Fox Valley Technical College. Chef Jeff, who runs the Chef's Gone Grillin' team, he teaches that class along with some other folks. So you take a class, and you learn to judge based on appearance, taste, and tenderness. Those are the three things that a judge will review for each of the meat categories. And the four meat categories we have in KCBS competitions are chicken, pork ribs, pork shoulder, and beef brisket.
Well, I'm looking at a plate with all four of those on it right now. Thank you for bringing that in. I'm not going to try to get any trade secrets from you here, but I'm going to taste it, and I want you to tell me a little bit about what goes into a good competitive grill here. So I'm going to start with the chicken. I got a chicken thigh here, and you start talking about it while I nibble here, okay?
Sure. So in general, chicken, there are two pieces of the chicken most teams
Blue ribbon. I already made my decision.
Most teams will cook. It's either the thigh or the drumstick. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of a move toward drumsticks, but thighs are still kind of top-notch. And so you want to... Chicken is very tender. It doesn't want to take very much smoke. So you really manage the smoke carefully. A big part of the chicken is having bite-through skin, which you mm-hmm. are, of course, experiencing there. Because the judge doesn't want to take a bite, pull away, and have the rest of that skin slap him in the chin or her in the chin. So bite-through skin, don't over-smoke it, and don't forget to let them taste the meat. Lots of people
don't
will...
Don't cover up the meat.
Yeah, you have to have the right combination of smoke, seasonings, and meat.
Talking to Wes Ray. He's with the Wanakee Barbecue Team, head cook there. We're talking about competitive barbecue right now. Now, barbecue, does this always involve sauce, or are there dry rubs? Do people do that, too?
Well, so on appearance, taste, and tenderness, sauce is a big part of the appearance score. It doesn't have to be, but it ends up being, because that sauce gives it looks fresh and shiny and moist. And then it also contributes to that mouth feel. How does that bite feel in your mouth? And so the sauce really is a contributor. Me personally, if I'm just making barbecue for myself, I'm a dry rub guy.
Really?
On the ribs, I'm dry rub. But when I'm competing, we finish it with a good glaze. You don't want to over-sauce it, but you want the right amount of sauce right in there.
Well, you've got enough sauce on things. I think I can't touch anything in the studio now. What should I move on to next? That was the chicken.
So if you're going to go in competition order, you move on to the pork spare ribs.
Pork spare ribs here. Okay. So I'm going to try this now and talk me through it.
Right. So one of the keys, if you want to take a bite from the middle, so one of the key things people think, oh, that's not tender. That's not a fall-off-the-bone rib. Mm-hmm. Well, fall-off-the-bone rib is just restaurant speak. It's easy to have fall-off-the-bone ribs because anybody can overcook them. What you want to have when the judge bites your rib is a very easy pull, and the only part of the meat that comes off that bone is the crescent shape where you took the bite, which is what you got. And so if it falls off the bone, you're going to be judged down. You'll be graded down.
You'll call that overcooked.
Yeah, it'll be overcooked. So again, you want to taste sweet, meat, and heat. That's kind of a good combination in that order. And that the sauce kind of helps with that. And in barbecue, you have layers of flavor. And so you want to have that sweet right off the top.
Yep.
And then the meat as you chew through it and a little bit of heat as you swallow.
That's exactly what I'm getting. And it's kind of smoky. Now, is that just literally from the smoke? And I talked to you earlier. This is charcoal and wood.
Yes. So
no gas allowed.
No. So for competitions, you can only cook charcoal or wood or a combination of those. No gas, no electricity allowed. That's another thing when they're doing the meat inspection. They'll also review your cooking. Your cooker, as the case is, and make sure you don't have any of that hooked up.
Now, before we get to the next item on the menu, are you competing here for the money mainly, for the trophy, or is this mostly about the pride?
It's really about the fun and the pride. You really want to do well, just so you can talk about it with your friends and the other teams. It's a competitive activity for sure. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going for the top points and the top prize, but it's really friendly. So it's very competitive, but I would not call it cutthroat.
So there aren't spies trying to figure out what your spice mix is, what's going in your sauce?
Well,
you don't have the Bill Belichick on the other team trying to read your signals.
You're right. Nobody mixes their stuff at the cook site. You do that at home.
So, oh, really? Okay. Right. So you do keep it secret.
Yeah, you bring it in. You don't season the meat, but my rubs are mixed, my cooks are mixed, my sop or spray is all mixed and ready to use.
Okay, now am I moving on to the pulled pork next?
Pulled pork would be the third category.
I like pulled pork a lot. I mean, I crock pot a lot. How do you do pulled pork well on a grill?
Well, it starts out, of course, it's rubbed, and it starts out just naked, not wrapped up or anything. And it's important. So the chicken and the ribs are much more on a schedule, combination of temperature and schedule. But the big meats, the pork shoulder and the brisket, are a lot based on how they feel at various stages of the cook, what their temperatures are, because you don't want to oversmoke the meat. The pores of the meat will close up at about 160 degrees, and if you just keep smoking it after that, the smoke will pile up on top and you'll get a very bitter, some people call it a lighter fluid taste. So
okay.
You have to be careful. If you're not going to wrap it up, you have to be sure you have a clean, low smoke or no smoke burn at that point in the cook, or you cover it up.
Okay, that is awesome, too. Everything really good so far. The smart money's on Wanacue, I think, in this competition. Let's get the beef brisket in. Key to a good grilled beef brisket.
So, like I said, you don't want to oversmoke it. Mm-hmm. And in barbecue competition, you'll use a whole brisket, not just the flat, but both muscles, the point and the flat, they're still connected. And so the burnt ends, they're not really burnt, of course, but they have a lot more char, more bark to them. That's cubed up from the point, the underneath and big bulbous side part of the muscle on the backside. And then the slices on the plate are from the flat. So you want to turn both flat slices and point burnt ends into the judges so they understand, they know you understand what the muscles are and how to treat them.
Now, on the competition side of this, as you go around the state to these different competitions, are there teams that are known as the teams to beat in this state?
Absolutely.
Who are they?
So one of the host hometown teams there, A Fine Swine.
That's in Sauk City.
Yes, in Sauk City. David and his family, he has a really great team. Out of Oshkosh, a team called Tim's Full Belly Deli. Also the Fox Valley Barbecue. Fox River Barbecue, they're really very good. A team called Bringing the Heat out of Montello, Chefs Gone Grillin' out of Fox Valley area, very good teams.
Well, Wes, thank you so much for coming up today and sharing the samples, and good luck at your competitions this summer.
Thank you so much.
We've been talking to Wes Ray. He's head cook for Wanakee Barbecue, like Wanakee Barbecue. They're a competitive barbecue team based in Wanakee.